There is also a move on Capitol Hill to federalize the airport security system, to have the government be in charge of the X-ray machines and the metal detectors. Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta has said this means 28,000 workers and a cost of $1.8 billion a year. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson of Texas has long been involved in airport security issues. She's the ranking minority member of the Senate Aviation Subcommittee.
I had passed a bill last year to increase the standards and the training necessary for the screeners at the airport. The FAA was in the process of implementing that law, but they had not done it yet. We all know that the screeners are not sufficient today, and we are going to change it. Exactly how that's going to come out, we're still negotiating, but we're going to have a lot more federal input, that's for sure.
You're envisioning a security tax here and not having and having the airline passengers pay for this extra security and not having it come really out of the general revenue.
Yes, I am looking at a security fee on every ticket of perhaps up to $4. I figure that if someone is willing to pay $8 to ship a sweater from Land's End, they probably would be willing to pay $4 for security to assure that they get to their destinations. But also, I think the airlines will step up to the plate and take some of this cost, as they have in the past, if we federalize it, which the airlines now would like to have happen. So I think we'll have some combination of payment, and I think that we can keep it to a very small expense.
Yes, and you're saying the airlines are in favor of this move, do you think?
Yes, the airlines do want the federalization of the screeners. They know that it is not in their best interest to have control of this, and that having the federal control is better.
Of course, they have been shipping this job out to the lowest bidder, and these people are paid very little money. How much more money will you be able to pay them under this plan, and how much better will their training be?
Well, for certain, their training will be significantly upgraded. It would have been even if it had stayed in the private sector. But I also think there will be better pay scales, and the employees will have certain education requirements that have not heretofore been a requirement.
How do you keep the people who do this for a living, for hours on end at an airport, from getting bored? It's a very, very tough job, very demanding job. How are you going to fix that, do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, you will have supervisors. And secondly, you may have rotations that would make sure that people stay alert. But I think that more supervision is going to be essential. And let me say that we're already seeing that in the airports through which I have flown just in the last 2 weeks.
Representative John Mica of Florida, who is on the House side, he's the chairman of the House Aviation Subcommittee, he has said he's against this idea, a federal takeover, and he says that the attacks were failures of intelligence, and it's wrong now to want to pin it on the baggage scanners on these people.
Well, I think we must take every precaution to secure our aviation industry and the transportation system that is so important to our commerce and our economy. That doesn't mean it's the cause of what happened, nor does it mean it's the only area that we're going to address. The reason that the president is appointing a terrorism czar is because we have many potential terrorist threats in our country. Aviation security is one of them, and I'm going to go to the mat to assure that we leave no stone unturned in aviation security.
Senator Hutchinson, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Kay Bailey Hutchinson, Republican of Texas, the ranking minority member of the Senate Aviation Subcommittee.